This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's an Odyssey app that's free, too. And you can put it on your phone, take a sitting where you go. You got the podcast. Everything is on the Odyssey app. Again, put it on your phone. It's free. In-N-Out Burger. Two new locations today.
Yeah, I know. One in Parker, right? Where's the other one?
Arvada.
Arvada. Good for Arvada.
Arvada's getting an In-N-Out
Burger. I love Arvada, by the way.
And so is Parker. So if you're an In-N-Out fan, you've got them right there next door, man.
Good. I ate there yesterday.
You did?
I sure did. You know, I really believe that. I think this is the only restaurant I prefer to go inside, because I know you go inside all these fast food restaurants. I don't go into any fast food restaurant. But as I was driving through there and I got my lap mat, you know, to keep my car clean, I was looking at the guys in there, and that pump ketchup in that little cup makes the fries taste so much better.
I agree.
Next time I'm going to go in there and get the pump cup.
It's so much better than the squeeze packets.
It is. And she only gave me three ketchup scissors. And I don't know if y'all have ever squeezed out the ketchup. Of course you have. It's good for one French fry.
Seriously.
Because I love ketchup on stuff. And if you squeeze out one little packet and you scoop it up, that's one French fry.
Yeah. You know who has the best packets is Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. They've got a container that's more of a cup, but you rip off the end of it and it's a squeeze.
See, that's good.
And it has probably double the ketchup, Jamie.
But in and out, you go to the pump.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You can make as many cups as you want.
No, I get like six.
Yeah.
You are an In-N-Out fan.
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
So you go there quite often. I've yet to convert to be that diehard fan. Now, I like them. Don't get me wrong. But I've yet to be that diehard that shows up there every month.
Oh, yeah. I go there at least like three times.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know.
So here's how you order it, though. Ready?
Okay.
I think it's the number two.
By the way, this is for people in Arvada and people in Parker that not have made your way to an In-N-Out Burger somewhere in the vicinity. Jamie's going to give you all the tips on the In-N-Out order.
So you get the number two. That's a single cheeseburger, right? You get the number two with lettuce, mustard, pickle, and sauce.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's your lettuce. I don't like tomatoes or onion. Go ahead and add those if you like them. I'm not really a fan. Lettuce, mustard, pickle. Add the sauce.
There you go.
Delicious. Yeah.
Now, when you get your fries, do you get the animal style or do you just go with regular fries?
Just go with your regular.
What is animal, by the way?
I think they put some kind of chili or something on it.
They got cheese on it. They've got all kinds of stuff on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never ordered them.
Yeah.
I don't like fries with crap on them.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, just that simple
that
ketchup.
And ketchup.
And so it comes to around like $8.54 or something like that. for
not
a
bad.
Single cheeseburger fry and medium Diet Coke.
And sometimes you walk into an establishment that's a fast food restaurant, for an example, and you look at the employees and you think, oh, man, you know, they look like good people. Maybe they need a better job. Well, trust me, In-N-Out takes care of their people. Their people are making good money, man. I know they're making like $22 an hour right now.
Well, and the managers, because they don't want turnover for the managers make six figures.
Yeah.
So they don't want a high turnover. At least they did in L.A. Because my girlfriend's son, well, nephew actually, worked there, and he was making $125,000, $125,000 back in the day. So yeah. They might even be higher now.
I think I saw where their managers are making somewhere around 140 now.
Now, yeah.
About
so this was 125 back then. And I was like, he makes 100. He just out of high school. And he's the manager. And she said, well, they don't want to have a turnover rate for the managers. They want to keep
them
there.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah,
right? You pay the people to take care of them, man.
Assistant manager is $138,000?
Yep. No, that's it's $50,000 for the assistant manager.
Oh, I was
the
like,
operational manager is $140,000.
Okay. That's the main dude or woman,
the
right?
Manager. Yeah. Wow.
It's not bad for slinging burgers.
No, not at all. I do that all day.
But I saw a sign in one of the windows down here at Park Meadows, and they were hiring people for $22 an hour.
I saw that.
And this was pandemic time.
Yep.
That they were doing that. And so I know they're making decent money down there.
And here's the other thing Jody told me. She's like, and he eats there every day. And I was like, when you eat at your establishment you work at, that tells me it's clean.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and good.
Without a doubt.
It's clean.
Yeah, so.
I never get disappointed with In-N-Out, though. I mean, they're very consistent with their product.
Yeah, for sure they are.
Yeah. Well, you've got two new ones today. It's opening at 10:30 this morning. Now, will they have those lines,
Listen,
you think?
Let me tell you something about that 10:30. That's a lie.
What okay? do you mean?
10:30's a lie.
No. It says right here.
Jamie. Listen, I get my cheeseburger at 10:10 every time I go there.
KDFR.
I'm sure.
They don't lie.
I'm the first person.
KDFR. VR.
But they don't make you wait till 10:30.
They don't?
No. Mm. I get my cheeseburger at 10:10.
I feel like that 30 minutes is just a buffer.
You're kidding.
Area.
No.
You're kidding. No. Oh, there's another secret for you.
Yeah.
Don't go at 10:30. Go at 10.
I'm not kidding. Yeah.
Jamie's telling you right now.
They don't make you wait.
Do you think they're going to have the lines today that they had with the original opening?
Especially in Arvada.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like Arvada is definitely going to. I feel like Parker's too close to Castle Rock, and so people can get their...
And same with Lone Tree.
Yeah.
It's like they've got options.
Yeah.
We passed the one that's in Colorado Springs when we went down to the Balloon Festival over the weekend. That thing was packed.
It's still... They're all still packed.
Wall to wall.
It was wall to wall burgers.
Wall to wall burgers, man. People love that place.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got a feeling that... I wonder if they're giving away any, you know, freebies. Remember
Swag.
When they opened the one down here in Park Meadows? They had all those big trucks pulled in there. And
yeah, we sent Schmidl and he didn't get anything.
Yeah, Schmidl. We still, you know...
I have a hat.
You have
you.
A hat.
You.
Yeah. Keyword.
Right. I went.
I don't remember you having a hat.
Me either. That's the funny
where's
part.
The hat?
Wait, I have it right here.
I
don't remember a hat. Do you remember him wearing a hat that said In-N-Out Burger on it?
Nope.
I don't remember a hat. Oh, the paper hat. Dude.
I thought you'd get like a special edition hat or something.
No, he's got the paper hat.
You smart.
And I got a sticker too.
Oh my God, he got a paper hat.
I was picturing like a, you know, one of these nice little
like a
caps.
Baseball cap.
Yeah.
They gave these out at the door.
I'm pretty sure I could go through the drive thru and ask if I could have a paper hat.
Yeah,
special there.
Oh my God, that's funny.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm sorry. And then you pile on. You and I are friends. I'm angry right now.
No, I just needed to tell her about it. Okay, so, and I texted her. I have her number. Sorry.
My wife, that is.
Well, I just, listen, when you're a fanatic about, you know, John Mayer, let's say, if I knew something about John Mayer and an exclusive club, I would tell her about it, right? Right. So the thing is, everywhere in this world, there's a place that we cannot get in, right?
Yes.
There's places all over this world that
VIP.
Yes.
VIP. Like, for example, when I go to the airport, I can't get in that brand new American Express lounge.
That is a perfect example.
They won't give me a card. My credit's too bad.
Or when I was on club level, when my son and I went to the football game, and I walked by that exclusive new club at the football game.
Yeah, that 1877 or something. Yeah, 1977. I'm just, 100 years old?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. 1977, and I looked in there and I was like, dude, I would love. I'm not even a huge football fan, but for some reason, I want to be in that club.
Because you can't be in that club.
Exactly. So you always want, you know, like these exclusive memberships. Well, there's been a lawsuit by this couple. I guess this couple belonged to Club 33. I'll explain. It's at Disneyland. And I guess he was seen drunk. He said he was having a migraine. They said he was drunk. He was kicked out. Okay. But this is his wife's dream to be in Club 33 at Disneyland. Now, I went and looked into it. I've been there. I had a pass somewhere where I got to watch the parade. My son and I got to, and my sister watched the parade from an elevated level, and we got to drink wine.
Yes.
But I don't remember being, we weren't inside, we were on like a balcony.
My wife is a huge Disney fan. You guys all know that. We have little Mickey Mouses all over the house.
Yeah.
Still in the box, stacked up all over the place. They're all over the bedroom, too.
So I was, I just texted her and I said, listen, you got to get in on the wait list for Club 33. It's the Club 33 membership. And she's like, what is it? And I go, well, here it is. It's like this exclusive club. It gets you into the 1901 lounge at wherever. It does all these, it has all these perks. Now, here's the problem.
Okay.
But she said, I'll just take it out of BJ's 401k.
Oh,
here's the problem. Well, hang on. Back up.
Wait, did your elbow just fall off the edge?
Almost fell out of it. Hang on. Wait a minute. Back up. Okay, all right. Yeah. First of all, because I was over here kind of thinking to myself like, oh, boy, thanks a lot, Jamie. You're my buddy. Yeah. Why would you, inform the enemy? I mean, why would you do something like this? And I didn't fully hear everything you said. Did you say the price?
I haven't
you haven't said
no, it
yet.
No, yeah. I was telling her. Oh, okay. I was texting her. So it's $35,000 initiation fee.
That's just initiation fee?
Now I'm going to fall out of my chair.
Yeah, it's $36,000 for the initiation, right? You have to put that down first to get on the waiting list.
That just got the list.
That's just to get on the waiting list. The waiting list is 5 to 10 years. So you put that $35,000 in a high quality mutual fund, you'd make a lot of money, but you won't. You'll just have it sitting there.
Mickey's got your $35K.
So you have to wait 5 to 10 years, all right, to get on the list. Some years they only pick one person off the list. So it's a 5 to 10 year wait. You never know. You can only call about your application one time a year, otherwise you get dropped.
Oh, man.
And then after that, it's $16,000 a year. And that doesn't include flights and hotel and all that.
Really?
That's just to be in the club.
Now,
oh my God, that sounds awesome. I go, dude, you got to look up all the perks. They're amazing. And she's like, it's going to be a little steep, but I think we can take the $35,000 out of the 401k. And I go, I wouldn't do that because you get penalized. Maybe look into a loan.
Here's what I think.
$36,000.
Now, I'm not trying to help her with her decision here on how she's going to pay for this, but here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that if you're listening, honey, you get on the list, and 10 years down the road, you get back on, you get in, accepted into the club, and they need that check for $35,000. At that point, I'll have a heart attack.
No, they need the $36,000 at the beginning.
Right up front?
Yes, that's what I was saying.
To get on the list?
I explained the four. Yeah.
Oh, yes. My God. Jamie, I'm halfway hearing you. I'm so disheveled right now.
That's why I said you can put it into a high-quality mutual fund and make money back, but you won't be able to do that. You're just giving it to Disney? Did you not hear all that part?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah, so you have to give them to them. Just it sits there for, and you don't make any
just
interest.
Just take it out of the house, home equity line. Oh yeah, credit. There you go.
Nice. Yeah. What's the interest rate now?
Like 6.9.
Yeah.
I wish your wife loved that mouse.
But the thing is, I have her obsessed with it now. No,
I know.
No, she. I'm so sorry about this, but
you mean
she,
with the club 33?
Oh my God, she said I'm all over it.
I've never heard of Club 33.
Yeah, well, now you have.
Stinking rat.
It's Club 33 membership.
I hate that mouse. I swear. No. That mouse is evil.
Well, this guy, the guy that got kicked out, he and his wife got kicked out. I guess she's like Lisa. She loves the mouse.
Yeah.
Obsessed with the mouse. And they spent $400,000 on attorney fees to try to get back into the club. But the judge said, look, they have to follow their policy. They said that you were drunk. And he said, I wasn't drunk. I was having this whatever kind of weird migraine, they call it, where he's just like bent over and he can't stand up because it's so bad. And his neurologist came and testified that he does have this condition, brought all his old medical records describing what he goes into when he has this migraine, which does sound like he's drunk. And this was 10 years ago, his medical records.
It's a vestibular migraine.
Yeah, that one. Vestibular.
Well, guess what? If she signs up for this, I'm going to have that. Not her. Me.
But can you imagine? And he said, I've spent $400,000 fighting this. We're going to appeal the decision. My wife loves Disneyland so much. This is her ultimate dream. He said, I'm bleeding money, but I don't care. I need to make her happy. And we are going to spend whatever it takes, my last dollar, to get back in that club.
Well, good for him. That's not happening on my side. I know what you tried to do. You tried to make me feel bad and me jump on board. You're right, Jamie. Whatever makes her happy.
No, that was his
whatever
quote.
Makes her happy. Then let's spend the money.
No,
no, ain't going to happen.
Spadil, will you find his quote where he says, it's like, here it is.
My wife and I are both dead set that this is an absolute wrong and we will fight this to the death. There is no way we're letting this go.
See, in my retirement, read that part.
My retirement is set back 5 years. I'm paying through the nose every day. I'm seeing another bill, and I'm about to keel over. I'll sell a kidney. I don't care.
See?
That's true love.
That is true love. He's been married to his wife. He owns a golf course in Gilbert, Arizona, I guess. And now the greens are a little rough.
Dried out a little bit.
Yeah, the rough is really rough.
Yeah, right? I think you should do it, BJ.
Really?
Well, I think you are doing it.
I don't have a choice. Yeah. What you're saying. People go there. They go to Disney and they'll spend a week and they will spend their entire savings.
Yep.
There. It will cost them $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 to stay there. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Now, look, to each his own, spend your money the way you want to spend it. You know, I do stupid stuff with mine, so, you know, do whatever you want to do. But I just don't understand the Mickey Mouse thing.
I get it for children.
I do too.
I get it for kids. I mean, it is a thrill for kids. Your wife and adults like her, which are all over the world.
Everywhere.
That's the world. That one I don't get. But look,
I don't either.
But I love flying. A lot of people hate flying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's everybody has their own thing.
And I really don't get it when I see grown men.
Well, that's
that are totally Disney. I don't get it.
Dude.
I don't get it.
Hey.
And there are guys out there.
You came back with a goofy shirt on.
You did.
I had to.
That's what I'm saying.
I had to.
Guess who they are? They're the same guy like you that their wife is walking around with their balls in their purse. Yep.
But there are guys that are into it too like that. There are.
My fourth grade teacher, Mr. Frasco, was obsessed with Mickey Mouse. He would have us sing the club song at the end of class.
Wow!
Yeah, like the one who's Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck. Yeah, we sang that at the end of school.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that is horrible.
What was his name?
Mr. Frasco.
Mr. Frasco. Yeah. Love that mouse.
That is sweet, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God.
Well, thanks a lot, Jamie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah,
what a buddy you are. Broke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, let's see here. It says that the Chiefs are Super Bowl betting favorites.
Yeah.
That's not okay. The two-time defending Super Bowl Kansas City Chiefs are both the betting favorites and one of the most popular picks to win an unprecedented third consecutive championship.
You know what's really cool, though, is tonight's game is against Baltimore. Baltimore's number two pick.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, so you got one and two pick for the Super Bowl that, you know, that are playing each other tonight, so it should be a great game.
All right, well, anyway, yeah, football season is kicking off, right, with
yeah.
the Kansas City Chiefs?
I hate it that it's the Chiefs, though.
I know you
do. Know, I'm a Bronco fan. Yeah. I don't like the Chiefs at all. You got the Taylor Swift impact here. You've got the Kelsey getting every throw and on TV. I don't like Kansas City, but
now,
I got to watch.
Is Jason Kelsey, is he going to be doing commentary?
I have no idea.
I think he's on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Is Tom Brady?
I don't know.
He's on Fox.
He's on Fox. Yeah, it's NBC tonight.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about then.
Yeah.
Who knows? I was kind of excited to see Jason Kelsey. That is one person. I like him a lot. I know that. Sorry, my nose is throated and I used a tissue. Anyway, I like Jason Kelsey a lot. He just seems like a good old boy.
And he's just real.
Right? He just seems fantastic. Whereas Travis Kelsey is on my last nerve, you guys. He bought a... Oh, my God.
What happened?
That was close.
What happened?
I know.
You almost slipped?
She almost let it fly.
Uh-oh.
Freaking horse.
Wound that whole thing up.
I know. I'm a little wound up about this. I guess because to me, like, if I'm dating somebody, any of you guys, if you're anybody in your car, if you're dating somebody and somebody bought a purchase based on your last name, it would make you kind of puke a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, ugh.
It's too much.
It is too much. Like, I got a little puppy and I named it Whitey. So that's what happened. Here is the audio, number one.
Hey, I bought a horse, man.
You bought
How
a
about
horse?
That?
I did see this.
How about that? Old Swift Delivery.
Swift Delivery. So did the name prompt interest or did the horse?
I'll say, you know, when the stars align. You know, yeah. It's just, it feels good to,
so how did
to jump on board.
Align?
So you have really good friends that are good people that okay. are into horse racing. That,
so the Zoldans.
Yes, the Zoldans. They invited me to the Derby this year, and I had one of the best times ever at the Derby.
Love it.
As they were my host. And sure enough, I was like, man, that'd be fun to like get involved and like see one of your horses like in a race. Like that seems like it would be a fun thing to be a part of. They asked me if I wanted to jump in on a three-year-old that they had, and the name was it made sense to team up with this one, it being Swift Delivery.
Ugh.
Swift Delivery.
BJ.
Yeah.
Do I look nauseous?
Right. Yeah, you do.
It's because I took that shot yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got the story?
No. I mean, it is the story. You guys, I haven't been on semi-glutide in like 3 weeks, and this always happens. I took the shot yesterday because I was feeling a little beefy. Man, it is. When you don't take it for a while, but I have to show you something.
What's that?
Well, I have a problem. I got a real problem.
Do I want to see this?
Yeah, I want you to look at my ass. Hold on.
Well, if I have to.
Friends helping friends.
I mean, we do have a show to do, so. Woo! Ooh. Ooh, that's baggy. That's some baggy britches. Look at that. Man, you could
like put a
small, you could put a small family
DJ,
in there.
Listen, yeah. We could be brother and sister.
That's the flattest butt I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. I looked in the mirror. I just went to go potty, and I looked in the mirror. I was like, oh, my God, I got BJ jeans on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, woo.
It's no J-Lo.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing some squats. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to get.
Well, I think it's more the pants, right? Yeah, I mean, the pants have a lot to do with.
But, man, I like literally was like, oh, God, I'm morphing into him. You. It happens when you work with somebody for too long. Right?
Well, you don't have to compare it to me. You can just stop that little stick you're on there.
No, I meant because sometimes you wear baggy pants. Yeah, baggy pants. You don't wear those pencil tight ones that we asked you to.
No, I don't wear skinny jeans.
You don't wear the Carson type.
No, I don't. No.
I don't even know how Carson pours himself into those, to be honest with you.
Some days, like when you wash them and you dry them, they get tight.
Carson, the only man I know that has to lay on his bed to button him.
Yeah. What a nervous laugh you got there. Like, yeah, it's funny.
Hey, I like my tight pants.
Yeah.
I found an ally for you, BJ, a huge ally.
For
and
what?
You've been saying this forever.
What are you talking about?
Keith Urban happens to agree with you about Miley Cyrus.
You know, I don't know why I can make a comment on this show. It goes nowhere.
Yeah.
It goes absolutely nowhere. Maybe because it's me. Maybe that's got something to do with it. But you get a guy like Keith Urban, and he makes a comment like this, and oh, my God, the internet blows up. Oh, my God. I've been saying this for years about Miley Cyrus.
You have. You have. And now Keith Urban is how about we'll change it? Keith Urban is agreeing with you.
There you go.
How about that?
No, I'm just talking about how the word spreads. You know, like for example, somebody, and the internet should have blown up with me saying that they need to start calling Category 5 hurricanes, they need to call them Lizzos.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a great line.
That was a great line.
Great line.
Great line.
Nobody gives me credit for it. You wait. Somebody like a Keith Urban comes out and says the Lizzo line, oh, it'll go everywhere. Makes me so
mad. Category 4 Lizzo.
Yeah. Here's what Keith Urban had to say about Miley Cyrus.
I've always loved Miley. I love it. That voice, man. That voice. Like, no one's. Like, she sounds like an ashtray.
Yeah. Oh, my. That's a compliment. She sounds like an ashtray.
Hey, Keith.
You're a wrecking ball.
Keith, that's not a compliment.
No, it's not a compliment.
No.
That might be a compliment in Australia. Maybe that's what he's going with.
Yeah.
That's what I would do if I were him.
That's probably,
If I caught heat for it, I'd say, hey, man, down in Australia, it's a compliment.
So it's obvious you can't do the Australian accent.
No, I'm not a Keith Urban for sure. Yeah. Let me hear that again.
Yes. I've always loved Miley. I love it. That voice, man. That voice. Like, no one's. Like, she sounds like an ashtray.
Oof,
solid.
Man, that is brutal.
Solid.
Just brutal. All right. Let's see here. They just tested OpenAI search. It's the Search GPT. Wow, I just bit my tongue. Search GPT is coming after Google, right? So it makes sense that AI would do a search engine, correct? Well, Search GPT failed miserably against Google search. I guess they took Google search and they said, like, look up Tom Brady. And then they said, Search GPT, look up Tom Brady. And the problem is that Search GPT right now is not doing so well. I guess it had a bunch of inaccurate information. And they even said it hallucinated information. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, but they said it was hallucinating information. So they took it back to the drawing board. So as of now, we won't be having a competitive person against Google.
Yeah.
I mean, Google just runs this world, right?
I guess.
But, I mean, well, it pretty much does. But this Search GPT was going to take over. Nope. It gets it all wrong.
Yeah.
Bummer. And then I'm going to put it out there in the world. I'm probably not supposed to, but I'm just going to say these words, and that's it, and then we'll move on. Bar. Bingo. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
Well, I'd like to know about it. I mean, you might not be telling them, but if you're saying bar bingo, that means I
you know
I'm
about
not
it. It's in your calendar.
I do not know anything about a bar bingo. That's a good tease, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.